IsraelScene.com. You're listening to IsraelScene.com, and I'm Steve.
And I'm Yoram. And I brought down from Jerusalem today, Steve, a program about Epstein family singers. Several months ago, we interviewed David Epstein, who is a fundraiser and does organizational development for nonprofit organizations. And he also is a guitar player and a singer and the director of the Epstein Family Singers. And he'll talk a little bit about the music that he plays. I think he mentions some of the organizations that he's worked for. This music reminds me quite a bit of American folk music, and we'll start off with one of the tunes. I hope you enjoy it. Let's listen in. Where does the inspiration for this come from?
The sources are Pete Seeger and the folk songs of the 60s and the civil rights movement and the Sound of Music and the Von Trapp singers. It began with my playing guitar as a teenager in my Reform youth group, in which Jewish values and the struggle for civil rights were joined. And it ends up at the Shabbat table where the Epstein family sings and finds harmonies to both Shabbat and American folk songs.
One of the other things I found interesting, and one of the things that brought me to the first conclusion, is that you begin with a very folksy, a very a country, traditional country type American music, and the harmonies are very, I would think, that sound to me traditional country style harmonies. How did you come to begin with that song? Do you remember?
Well, I honestly don't identify. I like country harmonies, but I would say that we found the harmonies we used by a sense of feeling. I didn't write them out, and as a matter of fact, the funny thing is that when we rehearse, oftentimes someone will pick notes that weren't the notes that they sang the time before, and another member of the family will hear that and will switch to their part, and afterwards will say, "How come you did that?" And we'll say, "I don't know. It just worked out that way."
What song would you suggest that we listen to next? And tell me by number and by name and what the song is about for you.
I think we should stick with the English, since there are just two English songs on this CD, and it also would enable us to bring Avital into the conversation. Leaving on a Jet Plane is song number 3. The words and music are by John Denver. Avital sings, and I play guitar and harmonize.
Oh, my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, it's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry.
Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. So many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Now the time has come to leave you one more time. soul.
How old are you, Avital?
9.
Have you been singing for a long time that you remember?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you sing at home? Do you sing around the Shabbat table with your family?
Yes.
And do you sing in school?
Yes. I sing with my friend.
Do you have a choir in the school?
No.
Do you have a choir somewhere else in the city you sing with?
Yes. Encore Tira.
Ah, that's a very well-known choir. Did you sing at the president's house during Sukkot? Was that the group that you belonged to?
Yes.
Wonderful. How did you enjoy listening to yourself on the recording? Do you sound different on the recording?
A little bit.
Would you like to sing more in your life?
Yes.
We really enjoy it.
Avital sang at the inauguration of the president at the Knesset.
Avital, can you tell us, I understand that you sang when the Knesset opened this year. Can you tell us anything about that?
And it was really exciting.
Do you have another favorite song on this album? You sing on all the songs, I think.
Some of them, and my best song is Dodi Li.
Okay, we'll listen to Dodi Li. I think most people know that melody.
Actually, most people know the words from Song of Songs, "My beloved is mine, and I am his." But the song is a special one for us. Since it has been sung at a number of people's weddings, and if my memory serves me correctly, at my own as well.
The melody is unusual, actually. Who, do you know the source of the melody? I mean, there's so many melodies to Dodi Lee. This is another melody.
We have a very good friend named cantor Michal Matar, who has a colleague and friend whose name is Stephen Scher, and when he was Stephen Scher, he wrote this melody, and now he is cantor Stephen Scher, so we are grateful to him and happy to acknowledge the fact that he authored it.
Have you performed in the country with this music here in Israel?
We sing in Jacob Salado, and that's it. Like, we sing over there.
Another interesting facet is the structure you've set up for the profits from, if they're profits from this CD, from this music. Can you tell us a little bit about that, David?
Well, there's, let's see, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the other prophets. No, oh, that's not what you're referring to. Oh. First of all, there are no profits because we are giving the CD away to anyone who will make a contribution of anywhere from 10 shekels, which is about $2.50, to $10,000, to one of three charitable organizations. One is called Karmei Ha'ir, which is a soup kitchen and clothing store in Jerusalem that caters to welfare clients and people who are down on their luck and their finances, but serving them in a way of dignity, in which there's a restaurant with waitresses and waiters and chefs and so on, and a credit card to purchase new clothes in a store where the clothes have been donated. The second organization is the Ecological Farm in Modi'in, which is a kind of a model community that shows ways to use sustainable energy, recycling, organic gardening, and the like. And the third is Avital's school, which is raising funds to buy a piano, the Sudbury, Jerusalem Sudbury Democratic School. And if anyone will give over $10,000, they'll get two CDs.
That sounds like a bargain. Some of you may remember we interviewed David a while back. David is a fundraiser and organizational developer. And we talked a little about these, at least two of these organizations that you help. David, would you suggest another song and tell us a little about it?
The one that I wrote, actually made up. The words are the words to the blessing of the Shabbat candles, candle lighting nigun number 8. And this is what we use to bless the Shabbat candles when all of my children are together.
Do 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 do
For the past, I think, 30 years, there's been a folk festival, usually up north, May. And in the last several years, the Epstein family singers have been appearing on the open stage. That's the stage where you can sign up for, and anyone is allowed to do two songs. You're guaranteed an audience of the people who came, the family and friends of the people who came before you, your family and friends, and the family and friends of the people who are going to sing after you. And last year, Menachem Vinograd, the producer of Jacob's Ladder, heard us at the open stage, and as a result, he invited us to perform on the main stage and be the opening act for the winter weekend that happened a couple of weeks ago in December. And so we decided to try to record a CD, both to help us have a way to practice our songs and a way and something to sell thereafter or give away, as we ended up deciding to do. Avital, do you want to tell about what your favorite part of Jacob Ladder is? Is it just music, or do you have other things there?
In the summer, I have a lot of, in the nighttime, I have a lot of singing in the big stage. Mm-hmm. I have juggling, mm-hmm. have the Kinneret, we swim there, I have the pool.
Mm-hmm. Any other, like, arts and crafts activities and stuff like that?
We could make a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh. And when you sang, did you feel like a star? Did people come up to you and say, oh, you were great and stuff like that?
No.
No, I know that they did. You're so modest.
Thank you, David. We'll sign off with another song. We certainly hope you've enjoyed this.
Adonai v'yishmerechem Ya'er Adonai Panav elechem V'chunechem Yisa Shine.